Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Would you like to play a game? Tell us for more games. You like that?
Do you want to play a game?
You sound like Dr. Now.
No, it was like a computer. Oh, Dr. Now, you say?
Yeah.
From My 600 Pound Life?
I don't know why you think that Johnny sounds like me. I am just a bariatric surgeon trying to save lives. But you have to make the mental decision to take care of yourself before I can give you the tools necessary. I told you you have to lose 30 pounds in 30 minutes, and you ate 17 donuts. You fat bitch.
But Dr. Now, you don't understand my struggles.
Why is he Mo?
I don't know. I'm just doing a voice.
What's Mo?
I got sugar. I got the sugar.
I thought that was Hemorrhoid Harry.
No.
Oh, no. This is Hemorrhoid Harry.
There you go.
And after all those spicy foods you gave Johnny, I'm going to make an appearance tomorrow. You can guarantee it. And I'm bringing the pain.
Do you know who Dr. Now is, Chef?
You know, only from you guys.
Well let me. I have a clip here so you can see what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Nalzarian is his name. He is the bariatric surgeon on the show My 600 Pound Life. He specializes in doing gastric bypass and different bariatric surgeries on the super obese, which is people anywhere from 600 to 800 pounds.
You don't even make it on the show unless you're 600 pounds.
Oh, yeah. You got to meet the requirements.
You're a skinny mini if you're 600 pounds on the show.
And he uses these tools. It's like,
I feel
it's like transformer arms. It's like, I'm going to go inside this giant belly wall, and I'm going to try to move this big, extremely large liver out the way. And oh, yeah, it's amazing.
All right, so here he is.
Is it fluid? Is there no fat in here?
It's uncanny.
This is what I've noticed recently.
Okay, it's not because your body is retaining fluid. Your leg is swollen
right?
Because you gained a lot of weight. So it's getting bigger and worse. And you two are delusional if you think that you can give me the same story again.
That's crazy.
Now do yours.
I tell you that
yeah.
You said that you are retaining water, and that's why you gained weight.
It's so good.
But what you're retaining is Kool-Aid and potato chips. You
think
fat
I'm
going
to believe you. Your weight is controlled by the food you take.
Damn right.
She ain't giving me no food.
I can tell you what
I mean is what she's bringing me.
Dr. Now, I think it has a lot. He does exercises with his arms. I help him with his legs.
He does exercises with his arms. It's called picking up the fork, scooping up food, and dipping it in his big gullet.
He's lost 80 pounds, and I'm losing nothing. Something don't add up.
You don't think your weight has to do anything with your eating habit?
No, I don't. No.
I'm not trying to be funny. Do the people on this, like, can that guy walk?
No.
A lot of them can't.
No, they're completely immobile, some of them.
Yeah. I watched the British version the other day on Netflix called Shut-Ins.
Yeah, I told you about that.
What?
I told you about that the other day.
I just had a heart attack. It's only one episode.
Oh, it's like they can't get out of their house? Like, is that what it is? Shut-in their house?
It's like a mental thing. They don't want to leave the house because they're embarrassed. But
is it like bare minimum 600 pounds or?
No, one guy's only 500 and something pounds.
Okay.
He can actually walk and he's just lazy. Like he's yelling at he's like this Muslim dude and his wife is like really submissive. So she's like 19 years old. So he's like, go get me food. And then she runs and gets him food. Oh, it's amazing. I like watching
called
fatter.
Shut in?
Shut
in.
I like watching fatter people than me. It makes me feel so much better about the Dunkin' Donuts that I ate on the way here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, shut ins. Britain's fattest people.
Yeah.
Oh, we make them look like little pussies. This is like everybody that lives in, you know, Zephyr Hills right now.
So many scones.
They don't weigh enough to be on the American version.
Yeah. No. They're not making the cut.
Nobody does fat like the U.S., dude.
We're
like,
the fattest country in the world.
We're the best. What? Yeah. Throw your bellies up. All you homeboys and homegirls at
not snore while you're awake. Let me hear you. Yeah, fat bitch. That's bacon bits coming out them sweaty pores. Who's out of breath when they watch Sports Center?
Where the hell do you come up with this stuff?
I don't know. I'm short of breath right now doing it, though.